I just got this note, email yesterday that I would like to read to you. I'm going to read it exactly as it was written. Hey, Jeffrey, I just wanted to say that even as a veteran actor, your podcast is one of the most informative and, most importantly, helpful guides into what it truly means to not only be an actor, but to work in this profession and how to work in this profession. I have listened to most of the podcast and always learned something, even after being in the game so many years. Thanks for all you are doing. I sincerely believe it will help many actors be more successful in our business and be more thoughtful about how to go about their careers. Kevin. Thanks, Kevin. Oh, you know what? I'm getting a little bit more than an ego massage here. I'm kind of egoing out on this really, really nice letter. I think it's time that we do a podcast about our ego on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. So great that you're here today. I think we have a really cool podcast today. I hope you like that little introduction. That was my, you know, interpretive read about today's subject matter, which we're calling Let Go My Ego. I hope it's going to be a fun podcast, but I really do think it's something that we should address and kind of take a look at to find out where we are on that spectrum and whether or not we're actually doing more damage than we think we might be doing. So that's coming up just in one brief moment. But as you know, this is that moment in the podcast where I would like to say sincere thanks for those of you who are listening to Casting Actors Cast. There are some past episodes that I'd love for you to kind of tune in on, only because it hasn't gotten as many listens as it's the podcasts now are getting. The podcasts now, you know, last check, we're already up to 15,000, I can't believe it, downloads of Casting Actors Cast. But if you go to the website, castingactorscast, all1word.com, you're going to find all kinds of past episodes. So rather than having me kind of repackage those episodes because they didn't get as many listens when I first started, I would just invite you to go to either the website or go to any podcast provider and look at some previous episodes. Also, along the same lines, I would love to hear from you about what kinds of subjects you are most interested in. If there's a particular podcast that you like and you want me to do a little bit more, then I'm happy to do that. If, on the other hand, I'm not covering something that you think is kind of worth taking a look at, then I'm happy to do that as well. So I want this to be a community, and I really want you to stay informed and stay with us as we trudge forth into the night with doing more and more podcasts over time. But 15,000 downloads, I just can't kind of believe it. It's really awesome. Also, don't forget that if you go to the website, you get a free downloadable PDF book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. The only thing I ask of you is to go ahead and leave me your information, your email address, and your name. I don't do anything with that information, by the way. Rest assured. I just like knowing and getting some feedback from you is really, really important to this whole project, I think. So please do that. And then finally, I just want to say that we are also on YouTube. So if you want to see me doing this patio, that's a podcast video. I don't know. You tell me if that name works or not, will you please? I kind of think it's weird, but I couldn't kind of do the mashup the way I wanted to. So we're going to call it a patio, which is a podcast video on Casting Actors Cast. Okay. All that out of the way. I'm done talking about that stuff now, but thank you so very, very much for listening. So let go my ego. You know, we all have egos, and egos are part of who we are as human beings. And we need a healthy ego to be in this business, I think. Don't you? I mean, we need to feel that there's part of us who has something to offer and something to contribute. I can also tell you that we need to sort of reinforce our sense of self by knowing that we belong in this place that we are in, whether it be just as a beginning actor or if you're an actor who's had some time under their belt. So reading that letter from the gentleman who sent that to me, you know, I got this kind of puffy ego boost. I felt really, really good. And then I thought, you know what? I can't kind of get too overly involved in my own self-importance because that becomes a little bit dangerous to me. And so I kind of thought about the word ego, and I think it's a really great acronym for ego. And I think when we define what ego is, I think it's embracing greatness obsessively. So when we think of ourselves in great lofty terms, like we are just so fantastic, then I think we might find ourselves in a little bit of trouble. So I took some notes, and I hope you don't mind me kind of going off these notes because I really want to make sure I cover these areas. Because like I said, having a healthy ego is an important factor to who we are. But sometimes we let our feelings of self-importance really infect our behavior sometimes. And it has a definite impact on others. It's what I call His Majesty the Baby. His Majesty the Baby is, you know, a huge ego with low self-esteem. The great I am. And understand that an ego in our present day environment is something that I think bears taking a look at. And what I mean by that is it really is, in my view, a manifestation of our own insecurity and of our own fear. When we're fearful about a situation we're confronted with, or we're insecure about how we really feel about our place in the world, then we allow these other subjective feelings come in to sort of boost up our own sense of importance, our own sense of self. Now, you've already probably had this experience. My guess would be is that you've met somebody, or maybe you've even found yourself in this situation where you present yourself to the world in such a way as to make you feel more valued. And that in and of itself, in my mind, isn't a terrible thing. But here's the issue. When that crosses a line and it really affects how other people see us, then I think having that kind of ego display can be very off-putting, can be really detrimental. That you are so trying to protect who you are and how you really feel about yourself, your own insecurities, that you overcompensate by putting yourself out there in such a way as to turn people off. And that's, I think, something that would really bear some time to take a look at and evaluate. Do you do that? Sometimes that inner voice that we have becomes an outward expression, an outer presentation is our response to that. So for example, when you think to yourself, oh, I'm getting nervous, that actually comes across as really saying, I'm the only one who understands. I'm the only one who gets it. So we compensate for those negative feelings and those negative thoughts that we have for ourselves. Here's another one. I had to write these down because I know it might not sink in really great at first, but if you bear with me, I think it might help be helpful to you. So for example, when you meet someone for the first time, do you have a genuine interest in meeting them, in finding out about them, in getting some kind of a connection in your mind when you meet somebody for the first time? Or is it more important for you to present yourself to that person you're meeting? See, on one hand, genuine interest in somebody outside of yourself is a healthy approach when you meet somebody for the first time. The negative is where you are concerned with how you are coming across when you meet somebody for the first time. You see the difference? And over time, when you keep on practicing that behavior, that negative behavior that says, I am more important than you are, then I think we are conditioning ourselves in such a way that can be problematic, that can be off-putting, and that literally can prevent you from the full range of experience as an actor. Here's another one. When you, let's say you're going to a party and you walk into a party atmosphere, are you looking to see who's at the party? Or, stay with me, are you looking to see who's looking at you as you enter the room? Now, frankly, I can honestly say I've done both. I want to see who's there, but I also want to see who's looking my way so that I can catch their eye, so that I can sort of take their inventory, so that I can feel like, yeah, you know what? I belong here because I am who I am. Find out if that's you. Ask yourself those questions. Now, I know some of these are hard questions, but let's analyze a little bit more of why we do this. When the need for self-preservation from negativity in the outside world, you know, we seek comfort in our own valueness, protecting ourselves. And the way that we protect ourselves is to say that we are really, really valuable. And I'm really important and I really belong. Whether that's true or not, we envelop those kinds of thought patterns in our personality. And feeling good about yourself is one thing. It is not the same thing as embracing that you are better than the other. In other words, feeling good about ourselves doesn't mean or translate, or should it translate into, I'm feeling so good about myself and I'm better than you. That can have repercussions, again, in terms of relationships, acting in a scene with somebody, feeling competitive, letting your own insecurities continue to bolster your good feeling about yourself really denies you a lot of creative opportunities to investigate the dynamics of any given relationship for an actor. So let's talk about how to find the balance between a healthy ego and our own insecure unsuredness. And one is, the best way I could say this, I guess, is for you to consider taking your own internal temperature from time to time. What I mean by that is just checking yourself out. What are you experiencing at that moment? Are you listening to that inner voice that's kind of bolstering and trying to puff you up to feel better about a certain situation or perhaps an environment that you're feeling confronted, that you're feeling uncomfortable in? To acknowledge the self as a valued contributor and not the final word. What I say goes is the ego speaking, as opposed to, this is what I think, what do you think? Does that make sense? Now, I've seen this happen a lot in audition situations when we are in a final callback where we're asking two actors to work together for the first time. It's a really interesting, and I love psychology about these moments, and it's really interesting to see how the actors carefully try to maneuver themselves into a position of feeling more comfortable with the other that they've just met. So sometimes it manifests itself in wanting to be or take over the scene by maybe directing it a little bit more than you would otherwise. And some get more passive. They allow the other person to sort of explain how they think it should go and not necessarily that interested in how you think it should go. I've seen it all the time where the actor will go, well, I think if we're a little more angry here, then there's a better payoff later on. So that's kind of a common thing to say about a scene. And the other actor could say, yeah, but what about if you hold back on that and then let the anger come out later? Isn't that just as interesting? You see, what's happening in that kind of dynamic is that there's a kind of a vying for position, especially if it's a callback situation where you're being put together with somebody for the first time. There's this kind of energy about kind of feeling each other out, but yet there's this nervousness going on because the stakes are raised because this is a callback and you're now being partnered with somebody. So this is maybe more feeling like a make or break situation. So take a look at that in that experience. So taking your own temperature, acknowledging that you are there to simply be a valuable contributor and not the final word. Here's another tip for evaluating yourself and to finding the balance between a healthy ego and your own unsureness, and that is project outside your inner voice of greatness. Instead of making it a cyclical kind of motion that you're constantly feeding off what's going on inside, expressing yourself outwardly to others, expressing yourself with genuine interest and focused attention so that you get out of your own way and your own ego voice talking to you is a really healthy way and a healthy approach, I think, especially when you're confronted by those things that you're not that sure about. Another tip about checking your own ego. This phrase I kind of got offended by a long time ago when I was a kid. It was check your ego at the door. And I thought, well, what does that mean? I was like, I didn't know what that meant. But I translated that into another phrase that I think is more helpful for me, and maybe it's more helpful for you, but practice humility. To not think of myself in grand terms by keeping those egoed out moments in check, by really evaluating where I am in the world, where I am in the universe, where I am in this room, where I am in the studio, where I am in any given situation, and understand that being a little humbled, and you can have gratitude all over the place, but understanding that you're just a cog in an otherwise great big machine out there. I think that that serves to find a better balance. And after all, isn't that what it really is we're talking about? We're talking about finding a balance so that you're not projecting your own greatness all over the place, but you have a sense of humility. You have a sense of wanting to be connected to another. And then also I want to say that I think it's important that you sit with whatever hurt feelings you might have about any given situation. You know, we're in a place where we want to suddenly try to find that quick fix, to find a get over it really, really quickly. And for an actor, I think it's of value to experience some of those hurt feelings before we go into that weird rationalization about how they don't get it and we're better than that. Sometimes it's okay to just sit with those feelings. And if you apply these methods and you're very specific about doing it, it's really, I think, helpful to remind yourself of the journey that you are on. That we all have egos, that it really is about finding the right balance. It really is about the best way to feel our creative selves in any environment that we find ourselves in. But my perspective is, of course, for the actor, to really check themselves out and really approach the work with an honesty, a little humility, and embracing that quality in others will really, I believe, go a long way to making you feel more fully realized, more creative, and absolutely be able to put in your head down in your pillow at night and said, you know what? I did the best I could. You know what? I didn't let my ego get in the way. You know what? Tomorrow's another day. I hope that this has been helpful to you. I've really enjoyed presenting my little egoed out seminar today. And listen, if you have any questions, please feel free to go to Casting Actors Cast. I'd love to answer any questions that you have. Maybe I've missed something. Let me know, what do you do to keep your ego in check? We all have them. What do we do with them? That's the question that needs to be answered. Thank you so much. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.